morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
It's the 40th annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Sale, Saturday, February 3rd at 12:15 at the Roger Mills County Ag Pavilion. The sale features more than 60 bulls from well-known Western Oklahoma cattlemen. For sale information, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366. Or Earl Bottom at 580-821-0633. Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Sale, Saturday, February 3rd.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlick's Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlick supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Good day, everybody, and welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. President Donald Trump has left the door open to rejoining the Trans-Pacific Partnership through comments in a recent speech. However, the now TPP-11 countries may not be as welcoming, forging ahead to sign an agreement in March. Addressing the World Economic Forum in Switzerland last week, Trump said of the TPP nations, the U.S. would consider negotiating with them either individually or perhaps as a group if it is in the interest of all. In an interview with CNBC, he was quoted as saying, "I would do TPP if we were able to make a sustainably better deal." The original TPP agreement was expected to be worth billions of dollars for U.S. agriculture. However, New Zealand Trade Minister David Parker points out that the U.S.'s negotiating position was, of course, weakened by its withdrawal a year ago from the original agreement. Further, there is currently little expectation that the U.S. would move to rejoin the TPP agreement. And in other news today, the Environmental Protection Agency has sent a final rule to the White House that would prevent the Waters of the U.S. rule from taking effect. The EPA rushed the rule to the White House because of the recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling, placing the legal jurisdiction of the rule in federal district courts, not federal appeals courts, where a stay was issued against the original rule. The Supreme Court ruling will lift that delay, allowing WOTUS to go into effect in 37 states. EPA Water Chief David Ross told Politico that the rush delay rule would be finalized within a month. Farm groups such as the American Farm Bureau Federation have long opposed the Obama-era rule. During an event with AFBF members last year, EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt said the EPA would bring more certainty in water regulation for farmers and ranchers through a repeal and replacement effort. And finally today, Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue will speak at this summer's World Meat Congress in Dallas, Texas. Taking place May 30th through June 1st, Perdue will address participants on Thursday morning, May 31st, during the Global Politics of Food session. The U.S. Meat Export Federation, the organization hosting the global event, announced the appearance by Perdue. USMEF CEO Emeritus Philip Tseng says the event provides an opportunity to showcase the U.S. agricultural model for industry leaders from across the globe. Tseng called Perdue a champion for trade who can provide his insights on the Trump administration's philosophy on trade and its approach to trade agreement negotiations. The World Meat Congress is a biennial event, with the 2018 theme being Trusting in Trade. This is the first time in the history of the more than 20-year-old event that it will be held in the United States.
Remember, to learn more on these stories and others that we featured on this program, you can always visit our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for all of your latest agricultural news. You got farm news on Ron.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.